States Government, Department of Defense, or the United States Navy. Information contained herein is unclassified and is for reference and education purposes only, and shall not be considered official policy or directive. Hello, my name is Steve. I'll be your instructor today. Today we're going to be covering Navy Education and Training 14295 Bravo, specifically Chapter 7, Oral Anatomy and Physiology. Now, if you had joined us previously on Chapter 6, we talked about anatomy and physiology of the rest of the body. The same disclaimer applies to this one. This is not an anatomy and physiology class for any sort of the oral pharynx or the oral components of your body. I highly encourage everyone as healthcare professionals to partake and research and educate themselves more thoroughly with formal anatomy and physiology training. Check out your local dental clinic. Talk to some 8701s if you're not an 8701 to become more familiar with the details. Today, we are focusing on your success and to help facilitate the information to kind of hone in on for your success for Navy advancement purposes. Okay, so starting off, anatomy and physiology. So we've already discussed in Chapter 6 what anatomy and physiology is, and the same applies. We're now just going to be focusing in on the oral features, the oral components of the human body. And so three big pieces that we're going to want to focus on is going to be the growth, the calcification, and the eruption phases of what's happening with your teeth. So the growth is obviously referring to from as you're a fetus, and the structures and the components of those teeth and of that oral cavity are developing, to the calcification, where the teeth are actually developing and the tissues are starting to become firm and tie into each other. And the eruption is referring to that punch through, where if you have children, or even all of us when we were little, you talk about teething. That's that moment where your teeth are starting to come through. So those are going to be those three types of phases, so to speak. Now, some terminology, some language and vocabulary that you're going to want to consider and to kind of start honing in on, so that if you see it on the exam, you're not getting confused or overthinking it, nuking it, so to speak. Emergence. And what is emergence? Emergence is actually the breakthrough. Okay, so that's your teeth coming through the gums, emergence. Okay, now some of the stages of your teeth actually developing, like I said, the growth is going to be part of like the bud stage. That's going to be as a fetus, and you're developing in the womb. So the child is going to be going from from your fetal stage all the way to 5 years old. Okay, so all your little kids, even if you have kids at home and they're younger than five, that's the bud stage. All their teeth are still coming in. They're developing them. They're starting to use them. Bud stage. Now, your apposition. Apposition is where the dental structures begin to harden. So it's right before the calcification. Okay, that's actually the internal structure, the actual framework, so to speak, of those teeth are kind of coming together, where you've got that base essentially coming along your jaw lines, all your structures are coming together, where now when you get to calcification, that's where all that organic tissue is actually becoming hardened, and it's actually creating what we call as teeth. So those are going to be your growth and your calcification. So first two, again, bud stage, apposition, that's going to be your growth, your calcification is by itself, and then your eruption. So eruption, as we talked about, that emergence, that breakthrough, eruption is from 3 years, it takes 3 years, I'm sorry, to crown, and then to emerge and to get to that emergence part. So everything's gonna be ticking away inside, right? Your biological clock is running, developing these things. 3 years later, boom, it's going to come through, and you've got that emergence. That's going to be your eruption. Now, your exfoliation, that's going to be your baby teeth. Exfoliation, you know, everyone's got their significant others. Maybe they're always talking about different facial creams and everything. They're spending all this money to exfoliate. Your teeth are no different. So same kind of thing where people that talk about exfoliating their skin, they're pulling off the old and replacing it with the new and helping the process. Well, your body's exfoliation in terms of our oral anatomy and physiology, that is going to be referring to your baby teeth falling out. So remember that. So if you see any of this kind of language on your advancement exam, it's going to help tie it in terms of what you need to be thinking about answer-wise and how you need to start processing that type of a question. So we have some anatomy and physiology diagrams here. All of these are in the chapter. So I highly encourage you to either follow along, pull these up on a multimedia device as we go through them, print it off and have a copy with you. I encourage you to kind of highlight and circle. You can copy paste them out of the instruction and you can blow them up like this and start kind of studying, doing flashcards, whatever you need to do. But the idea is to understand the basic components. So we're not going to get into every nook and cranny. I'm not going to go into every type of tooth and the exact breakdown of all of them, because this is, like I said, not an anatomy physiology class. This is an advancement exam success class. So understanding where the apex is. We understand after we went back through and the apex of the heart. Apex means the top of something. Well, same thing here. Where the apex, kind of like the heart, it's going to be kind of flipped around, and you're looking at the root, right? It's going to be that point. Understanding where the cervical line, understanding the root and how it ties in, how these things secure, understanding the crowns. That's going to help identify and associate with the types of questions you're going to be seeing in the event it does this. We're going to get into dental emergencies and pathology in the next chapter. But so understanding just the basic components when you're reviewing that next chapter is going to help tie into, okay, I remember where that is on a tooth, so I know what it is. Now, as healthcare professionals, we know that we make our money doing our patient assessments, making sure that we document appropriately, making sure we review not only the patient's history, but the patient and how they're presenting. So we know this. And so understanding this stuff is where we make our money. But keep in mind that you don't get exposed to this all the time in every part of the Navy. So going through these, if you're not understanding something, if you're looking at your buddy's teeth, you're looking in the mirror at yours, you're studying at home with your children or studying with your significant other or a friend, and things aren't clicking, I encourage you to seek out the local dental clinic. See if you can engage in some of their classes. See if you can familiarize yourself with their tools, with their equipment. Everyone has questions on dental forms. I remember when I was taking different advancement exams, I remember dental emergencies being on there. And I never worked in a dental clinic. So for me, it was really difficult to be able to connect to different dental emergencies and the appropriate treatments associated with it. Because if someone had a dental emergency, I would get them to the healthcare professional at the dental clinic that is the most appropriate and for the best care of my patient. So that's kind of my tidbit on making sure that you understand some of these. So again, more diagrams that we have in this instruction, or in this chapter, if you would. Understanding the try versus the buy. We know that in basic medical terminology, buy, the bifurcated, is going to be two. So what this is going to be referring to when you're looking at the molars is going to be the roots. And where the apex? The apex doesn't change between the one that we have up here to the bifurcated or the trifurcated. With the tri, you're going to have that triangle effect. So again, the different types of teeth and your molars and everything and how they're rooted in there and how they're tied in, that's going to dictate which type you're going to be looking at. But again, the same anatomy here that's breaking down is going to be associated here as well. Okay. Now, a couple things you're going to see. If you hear something about the third molar, or you see something about the wisdom teeth, those, for instance, are the same thing. So they're not always going to label things as wisdom teeth. Sometimes they'll throw out, because the appropriate healthcare professional term, that's actually going to be your third molar. And so that's something to keep in mind. Don't only familiarize yourself with slang terms. Also understand that from a dental standpoint, what is the professional terminology, or what's the numerical value of something? How do we tie that in so that we're not surprised or guessing? If we can eliminate guessing out of it, that's what we want to do. A couple other components that we're going to familiarize ourselves with, the developmental grooves. Okay, that's going to be kind of those grooves on the exterior component in that enamel, if you would, that gives it that definition. So kind of like thinking about working out at the gym, right? Everyone wants to get cut. Everyone wants to get big, and you want that definition. Well, that's the same type of thing. These developmental grooves develop over time, and it helps shape that tooth. And that serves different purposes in terms of how your teeth interlock. It helps serve as channels for fluid and for food. And so that's also going to be part of the maturing of the teeth themselves. And so developmental grooves, that's what that is, that definition. Your cusps, all right, your cusps are going to, that's going to be those peaks, right, when your teeth are doing that manual digestion process, and they're crunching down. Your molars are back there grinding up the food for you to eat, right? We know that we have teeth for cutting. We know we have teeth for tearing. And then we know we have teeth for grinding down to help process our food before we swallow it. So you can see the different shapes you're going to have. Again, going back to your bi and your tri, you have different shapes in your molars. And so that's something to just familiarize yourself with. Now, you have these humps here. Like, that's kind of weird. This tooth here, your mammalians. A mammalian, it doesn't last very long, okay? And so that's another kind of terminology there in terms of the development of your teeth. And that's going to be that rounded off tops to kind of help with that emergence that we talked about up here. And then those shed off pretty quickly. Once they're established and your teeth start working together, they start shaping down and they get those nice cusps how they're supposed to be. So your teeth are working together as you mature. And that's also going to be how you're think in terms of how once your baby gets teeth, you're not automatically giving them hard food and everything. Those teeth are, as more and more come in, they start to get that those cusps working, and they can start eating harder foods, more rubbery, like chewy foods, if you would. And that's how that kind of process in your anatomy and physiology is working. Now, I got, again, another photo here with a lot of different labels on it. Some kind of numbers, some components to think about is your enamel. Okay, enamel is incredibly, incredibly hard. It's durable, and if you don't take care of it, you're going to lose it. It doesn't grow back. It's not something you get more of. Each tooth has its enamel coating to protect it. It can withstand 100,000 PSI, which, you know, it's incredible. It's an incredible fact about our bodies, is how durable our anatomy is. But we're going to talk a little bit about some of the damaging effects that can happen in the next chapter, and how you should be educating your sailors or your Marines as healthcare professionals and taking care of their teeth. You have a lot of smokeless tobacco, a lot of different soda products out there, and carbonated beverages, energy drinks, and everything. These all have various chemicals, chemical compositions to them that are not favorable to our teeth by definition. And so just a little tidbit there. Now our dentin is going to be, it's less dense, and it actually makes up the largest portion of our teeth. And so you can see in here, you can look at this, you can blow it up as I did and help. You can white out the different labels. That's another study technique, is you can print all of these off, blow them up, white out over the labels. Make some copies. Quiz your junior sailors. Quiz your fellow shipmates. Quiz yourself. You can have people, your study group or your significant other, anyone that's helping you out, randomly give them to you throughout the day and just see if you're staying sharp. And you can do that with anything. You can do that even with the other components of the anatomy, the skeletal system or anything else. Just another study tip. Things to think about, right? The periodontal ligament, okay? Boy, that's kind of the way it's going to help secure your alveoli, your alveolar process. What that's going to do is it's going to help secure that. It's like that's that anchor that's anchoring it down in your jawline. We talked about the dentin, how it makes up the bulk of the tooth. You got that enamel coating. So familiarize yourself with all of this, your gingivitis, and how dangerous that is. Your pulp right here is that inner lining, and how if you don't take care of, if you have a, for instance, a broken tooth, if that gets exposed, the amount of pain someone will be in, that's actually not a firm substance. That's actually pretty fluid. It's going to be pretty soft. And all of that is going to be in every one of your teeth, right? And so all of that lines up over here. And that's going to be your angles classifications. So whether you have an overbite, an underbite, the reason our teeth interlock in a specific manner is going to be because of that food processing that we're going to be doing. If you have an inappropriate or an out-of-line bite, your teeth can actually start working against each other. And you can see different types of damage, different types of injuries, if you would. And then we're going to cover some of that in the next chapter. So you have your class one or normal, right? It's going to be appropriately lined. Think about all your planes that we already discussed. You can break that down into your oral cavity, and you're going to have that appropriate alignment. Then you have your class two and your class three. And so that's where you're going to start seeing those different types of over or under bite, if you would. So familiarize yourself with those. This class, this overview of the chapter is not, again, not an anatomy and physiology class of the oral components of your body. It's relatively short. This is all set up to make sure you have some of the ideas as to what you need to be focusing on your advancement exam preparation. I encourage you again, make sure you understand your vocabulary. Familiarize yourself with the different types of teeth. Most of the stuff you're going to see on the advancement exam is going to be dental forms and your dental emergencies in previous exams that I've had experience with. But that doesn't mean you don't need to know this stuff. Again, like the previous chapter, hey, we're good in terms of numbers and everything. We have no instructions that we have to memorize for this. We've got ourselves a nice little break. And so please familiarize yourself with this. Push yourselves, push each other. If you need to reach out and talk to someone at a dental level, go talk to a dentist, talk to an 8701. You can find your IDC. That'll help you tie some of the relevance in to this this overview. I highly encourage everyone to check out NavyBMR.com, where we have different practice tests. We have audio files. You'll see other videos. You can always go back and rewatch this. If you need to reference another section, please feel free to do so. We have lots of various digital study guides you can print, you can pull up. In today's world, we have multimedia devices that you can take all this wherever you are, operationally deployed, if you're in a training environment, or whether you're on leave, it doesn't matter. We're here to help you maximize your success on the next Navy advancement exam. Again, my name is Steve. Thank you for joining.